So Baal Tosif comes up, obviously, in this Gemara. In Shas, if you look at any of the big discussions about Baal Tosif, obviously, Masechah Sukkah is a big area, but Masechah Sukkah and Rosh Hashanah are probably the two classic locations for discussion of Baal Tosif. And actually, it comes up twice in Masechta, or maybe three times Rosh Hashanah, but it comes up towards the end of the Masechta. It comes up before this when it talks about the tekios and adding extra tekios. And then, of course, we have our sugi here on Daf Chav Ches, Amud Beis, going on to Chav Tes, to the Mishnah, where it is a building off of the Chabura, the Hill Yishai gave on Mitzvah Strichas Kavana. And the Gemara there here transitions with Amarle Abaye, right? Me'ate Hayashin B'Shmini B'Sukkah Yilka, right? If you're going to tell me that Mitzvah Ein Strichas Kavana, which seems to be the conclusion that they were working off of at that point of the Gemara, so then if someone is eating or sleeping in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, even though it's after Sukkahs, and the assumption seems to be even if they didn't have Kavana, it doesn't matter, Mitzvah Ein Strichas Kavana, so the inverse should be that you should be over for Baal Tosif, even if you didn't have kavanah for the mitzvah. That's
only be on Shmini, not let's say just any day.
You mean any random day? Yeah, so we'll get to that. We'll get to that. Okay. So the first basic question, what I would like to do is divide up the 30-minute chabura into two halves, not necessarily equal size, but equal parts. The first is two or three minor ha'aras on the sugya, which may come back to the secondary point, but may not. They're just good important pshat. Braunschweigel, when he was in YU, taught me a word, pshatovnik. So, three pshatovnik ha'aras, machloksim, which are just important to note. But then I'd like to discuss, those are all things that I did put on the Makorot sheet, but then I'd like to take a step back, things I didn't put on, but just expose you guys to kind of what I think is like the classical basic hakira in Baal Tosif, two or three nafkemina of that, and then if I can, b'siyata d'shmaya, tie it back to one or two of our shot things which we started with. So the first most basic thing is the question of how of Yashin Bishmini. Who are we talking about? Who Yashin Bishmini could be a problem? So in our Gemara, Rashi doesn't say anything, but I mentioned on the Makor sheet that Rashi and Erevin specifically says who's the case talking about? Bnei Chutz Laretz. Right? We'll take a poll to see what your family does on Shmini Atzeres, but at least from the Gemara, it's clear that you're supposed to treat Shmini Atzeres as Safek Shvi'i in Chutz Laretz, and therefore you would presumably do all the things you would do on the Shvi'i, you would do on the Shmini. So Rashi says, in that case, when people in Chutz Laretz are anyway only doing it for Safek, so in Chanami, they're only doing it Misafek, and if today is really Shmini, they don't mean to be sitting in the Sukkah, they're only sitting in the Safek because Safek maybe it's Shvi'i, and yet Rashi says that a biased question is, if you said Mitzvah Ein Strichas Kavana, that Safek, that inner Cheshbon, would not save them from Baal Tosif. Because even though they may be only sitting in it Misafek if it's Shmini, but you're sitting it on the Shmini, that would be Baal Tosif. That is the implication of the question according to Rashi, which is really, really astounding, that any time you would sit in the sukkah on the Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios or something like that, you could potentially be in violation of a Baal Tosif. What I wanted to pull out from that is the ha'ara that some of the Achronim make, but it's already in the Me'iri, because Me'iri very much disagrees with that, is that according to the Me'iri says, you see from this Rashi that doing a mitzvah misafek does not save you from Baal Tosif. In fact, you're only doing it just in case, because maybe circumstances are such that I need to do it. Maybe not. So if it turns out you didn't need to, and you only did it misafek, the havamina of the Gemara is that safek does not save you. That's not a defense from Baal Tosif. Now, if you hold Mitzvah Strichas Kavana, that would be a defense. Because if I'm only doing it misafek, I don't have the Kavana, Mitzvah Strichas Kavana, so then I'm okay. But if we assume Mitzvah Strichas Kavana, says the Meiri, you see from Rashi, that safek is not a defense. But says the Me'iri, that's crazy. The Me'iri vehemently argues on that. The Me'iri says there's no way. And rather, what is the question of the Gemara? Nothing to do with Bnei Chutz Laretz doing things misafek. It's talking about the people who are zaycha to live in Eretz Yisrael, and they have kiddush al pi ha'ri'iyah, and therefore they have a shvi'i vadai and a shmini vadai. So they know when sukkah ends, and on the next day they're still living and breathing and sleeping and eating in the sukkah. So that would be Baal Tosif. Yes, Aryeh.
Would a psak to act on one side of the suffix be different from the suffix itself? Actually, I have a suffix and I decide to let
this. I don't, according to this, again, it's the halacha lamaisa, I think the whole thing doesn't get off the ground. But according to Rashi, I don't think so. Because in essence, Bnei Chutz Laretz have one big psak to do things on Shmini Atzeres.
So So any Suffolk should be Sheva al Taisa.
You're kind of stuck. Yes, it's very difficult. In fact, I think it's the Aruch Lener. I think it's him. Someone asks, well, if that's the case, it's some problematic. So why are we dafka harping on Yashan Bishmini? What about every Yom Tov Sheni?
And also it shouldn't be a problem with others.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It seems like you go down the rabbit hole. It's very, very difficult.
Why would it be Baal Tigra if you don't sit in the sukkah?
If it's a suffix, it actually is the right day. Right?
Yeah, you don't need
a suffix. So that's a different question, which is about Baal Tigra. When you don't do, no, but Arya, if you don't do Mrs. Asay, presumably that's not Baal Tigra.
Okay.
Although that is discussed, like as a... But it is discussed, but presumably that's not. But yes, it's a very difficult Rashi. So Meiri says it can't be. So how else do you understand the Gemara? It's talking about a case where it was really a Shmini Vadai. So if you're interested in trying to like defending Rashi, because it does seem to be very difficult. So there is an Aruch Lener. I didn't put it on this sheet. I don't want to discuss it now. We don't have time. But if anyone's interested, as a Mara Makom, the Aruch Lener does discuss. This Aruch Lener is the Rav Yaakov Entlinger, same author as the Binyan Sion. Great, great German Gödel. So he discusses it. He defends Rashi. He says Rashi never meant it. That's not what he really meant. So if he's right, so then you know he takes all the air out of Rashi. That's okay. At least it's not so controversial. But Lemaisa, it seems to be very difficult. Whether Rashi meant it or not, it seems to be very difficult. So put that in the back burner. It's just an interesting two ways to even understand how the Gemara starts. Maybe the question of Suffolk, whether that's a defense for Baal Tosef or not, maybe we'll relate that back to the Hakira, which we haven't gotten to yet. Yes?
Why would Rashi say that if he was in Chutzatz?
I don't know. Well, because again, that's only this stage of the Gemara. The Rashi's not paskening it. Rashi's saying that's the Havmin of the Gemara.
Yeah.
What Rashi held l'halacha, I don't know. Okay, right? Anyway, that's...
Then what's the difficulty with what Rashi says?
No, because the Meiri says it can't even be a Havmin. Meiri can't accept it on any level. In other words, What bothers me, or what I maybe we can get back to, is not the lemaisa of what you do on Shmini Atzeres. Is conceptually, could you violate Baal Tosef if you did something misafik? The Meiri just thinks that that's impossible. Therefore, you need to have a different understanding of the Gemara. Rashi apparently was comfortable with that, even as a havamin in the Gemara. Right. That's the only thing we're noting. Number two, mitzvah shel rishus. So again, here's another question about Baal Tosef. Baal Tosef is huge. We're just, you know, we're dipping our pinky toe into the sugya, right? But if you saw the last Tosef on the page, Dibur Malcha, about what was one of the examples we discussed in the Gemara, Birkas Kohanim, right? Gemara understands that there's three brachos that the Kohen gives. If the Kohen adds a fourth, that's what could be Baal Tosef. So what does Tosla say? Mashma mikan, the cave unto Olo Luduchan Pam Achas Bayomtov, ain't over Base. The mitzvah asay of Kohanim is to do Birkas Kohanim once a day. That, if not doing that, would be a bitul asay. Doing more than that, though, that's not considered Baal Tosef, says Tosla, because Kol Yom, the Haka Omar, Iba'i, Lomavarach, he's Madaik in the Gemara. After that, it's always a Rashus. Do you want to be mevarech, or do you not want to be mevarech? So I'm just noting that the Achronim are medayik the following thing from two things from Tosfos. Number one, that any Kohen who does Birkas Kohanim more than once is considered what's called a mitzvah kiyumis or a mitzvah shel rishus. It's not obligatory. The chiyuv is only once a day. But if he's in a place and he's there for... Okay, it's my children, but... Sorry, let me just turn off the ringer there. Sorry about that. Number one is that the mitzvah of Birkas Kohanim is only once a day. After that, you have a mitzvah kiyumis to do it, a mitzvah rishus. However, in light of that, there is a discussion. It's an achronim. I didn't put it on the sheet or anything like that. But just to mention it to you, is could there be Baal Tosef on a mitzvah kiyumis? What would be the svara? Should it matter? Should it not matter?
On which one? On the second one?
On a rishus. On a mitzvah shel rishus. Yeah, exactly.
If you do the second time in a day.
The idea of doing, if you add a fifth bias of tefillin, if you could come up with a scenario on a mitzvah shel rishus, if you add anything like, should it matter? You understand the question? Should it matter if it's a kiyumis or a chiyuvis?
No, it shouldn't matter.
I'm not sure it should. There's a sefer which I never really used before in my life, but I saw a quote called the Mugging Giborim. It was a whole essay. Wants to know, would there be Baal Tosef on a mitzvah shel rishus or not? And he is the basis of his whole discussion, started off with this Tosfos. So I'm just saying, like, I'm not sure it should.
I feel like you have to have some kind of, like, what's his svara for that besides, like, the Tosfot mentioned the fact that it's a mystery. Is there any, like, actual svara behind it for him? Or?
Maybe. It may relate to the kind of global chakira which we're headed towards, okay? So that's, like, keep that in mind. And now the third one, this is very interesting. We saw there was a little ritva, very little ritva on our sugya, but it was good. So the ritva on our sugya quoted Tosus, which as the footnote pointed out is really Tosus Yishanim, and there's a mirror ritva in Sukkah to the ritva in Argam, which talked about Berkas Kohanim and related to the classical discussion of Baal Tosef and Berkas Kohanim in Sukkah, because there in Sukkah the Gemara discusses whether the lulav tzarech eged or not. Do you need to bind the species together? And the Gemara seems to conclude that if there should be a question of Baal Tosef by adding a fifth min, you add celery as the fifth min, assuming that we hold lulav tzarech eged, that would mean you had to put the celery in the eged, in the binding. That's the conclusion of the Gemara. So far so good? That's you don't need Tosfos for it, that's just learning Gemara Sukkah. If you hold lulav ein tzarech eged, then it won't matter. But if you hold lulav tzarech eged and you have the celery in one hand and the other four minim in the other hand, that's not Baal Tosef. If you hold lulav tzarech eged, it means that defines the special mitzvah, and then you need the celery in the eged. Comes along Tosfos Yishanim, quoted by the Ritva. It says, so what are we talking about in our Gemara that there could be Baal Tosef by adding a fourth bracha? There's no, I think the word that the Ritva is grasping for is tziruf. Right? There's no tziruf. Huh?
The Gemara says that. That's why he says you put it in the middle.
But let's say you did it in the afterwards. Would
the
that be?
Says that it's probably not Baal Tosef.
So Tosfos there in the Ritva, they wondered, they considered it a legitimate question.
Yeah, our seems to assume it's not.
So what did Tosfos Yishanim has a chiddush? What was Tosfos Yishanim's chiddush? Ein echanami. When would it be Baal Tosef? If the Kohen still had the Siyas Kapayim, whereas if the Kohen's hands were still elevated and then he added the fourth bracha, that would be a mitzarif, and that alone would be sufficient to create a problem of Baal Tosef. However, once his hands are down, then if he adds it afterwards, dal mehacha, it's as if it didn't happen. The Ritva quotes this in Tosfos Yishanim, and the Ritva says no, he disagrees. He thinks that in Sukkah, the Ritva disagrees, and he says no, there's no need for tziruf. What's the difference between our Gemara, which Aryeh said, and the Gemara in Sukkah? Here's another very yisodi question about Tosef. When we say you did a mitzvah with Baal Tosef, does that mean you did an Avera d'Oraisa? Or does it also mean that the mitzvah was batel? In other words, do you ruin your mitzvah by doing that or not? So the Ritva himself, after quoting Tosef Yishanim, says everyone agrees that you could be over even without a mitzarif. So what's the difference between the two Gemaras? The Gemara in Sukkah is saying, it's only if you are mitzaref the bad thing, the celery with the four minim, so then not only are you over nisa daraisa, but you don't even get the points for sukkah. Then you've ruined your lulav. So you get zero positive and only negative. As opposed, in this case, if you added a fourth bracha afterwards, all argamar meant was it's not mivatel, the mitzvah, but you are over in Isser Daraisa Baal Tosef, even though there's no quote-unquote seraph. You don't need to have Nisiyas Kapayim. Even if the Kohen had put his hands down, says the Ritva in Sukkah. What's his proof? Hayashin Bishmini. After all, that's after the seventh day. It's 24 hours, whatever. It's, you know, how many hours later? It's the next day. And therefore, you see, you don't need a mitzarif. I, the Gemara in Sukkah, talked about Lulav Tzarech Eged as being the contingent of Baal Tosef. So Tosef's Ritva in Sukkah says, no, that was only to be mevatel the mitzvah, but to be over. Hayashem Bishmini is also over Baal Tosef. Doesn't take away from the fact that you got mitzvahs on the first 7 days. That's the Ritva Sukkah, but then he backtracks. Then the Ritva backtracks and says something very interesting. The Ritva says, no, I go back to us. You do need a mitzaref. This is going too far. And that's why it's really only if you do it in the middle or Nesiyas Kapayim is the mitzaref. So what's the answer between the two Gemaras? What about Hayashem Bishmini? There was no mitzaref. He says there is. The fact that the eighth day is Ratzuf, Tzufim, he says, the days of Sukkot. The Sukkot, the Shmini Atzeres comes right after the seventh day. That creates Baal Tosef. Hayoshein v'tshii, if you do on the ninth day, and you didn't do anything on the eighth day, then in Echanami, that would break the connection.
If you had slept on the eighth day, would you be over another?
I think so. I would think so. What do you think?
I think not, because it's still not. part of it. Right, so I'm not consecutive in theory, the last day wasn't part of the...
So that would be a good question. That's an excellent question. I don't know how to resolve it even, definitively at least. I mean, we could speculate. But if you, according to this, if you slept, you know, you slept in the sukkah, you ate in the sukkah on the eighth day, b'kavanas mitzvah, and now we're saying that's baltosif. What about the ninth day? Do you say that the ritzvah's lashon there is because they're ritzufim, so do you say until you ever stop, it's an endless opportunity for baltosif?
No,
or do you say... No, it is. I'm saying if you never stop. Right. So, or do you say exactly? That's interesting. You don't even think it's a possibility.
Yeah.
Well, I would say it relates to something which you guys may have heard about, but I didn't put on the sheet, but I want to get to in a moment, which is one of the classical, famous questions about Baal Tosef is, what about Bara Mitzvah Milibo? You made up your own Torah. You made up your own mitzvah. You made up your own holiday. Is that Baal Tosef or not? So l'chora, this is something like that. Yes, that's a question. We'll get to it in a minute.
It's kind of what the Gemara in Second Sanhedrin mentions about like to be baltosif in terms of like, you have to like the ikar has to be the oraita.
So you're saying that's what if you're working off of the days of Sukkot itself would be one thing, but not subsequent to that. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think that would fit into that.
I'm saying if you made up a whole new mitzvah, it wouldn't be baltosif according to that Gemara.
It's hard to understand. It's hard to understand. Okay, so
wait, it doesn't make sense because it's not defining the isser. It doesn't necessarily mean it could. The whole point is you're adding stuff to God's mitzvah. That's the point of the isser.
So excellent. So that's a good segue. So I want to spend the last 15 minutes on just what we're kind of dancing around, which is, well, our Gemara didn't really address, I don't think, the fundamental issue. What is the problem with Baal Tosef? What is Baal Tosef? Now there are two parshas in the Torah of Eschanan and Re'eh that discuss it. And I think Ari and I or others were discussing, it could very well be that there's more than one din to Baal Tosef. There certainly are various Gemaras, and there are two different psukim. Some of the psukim seem to be focused on the Yachid, some of the psukim seem to be focused on the Sanhedrin or the Tzibur. That's one way of being Mechalik, but there's still the question would be, doing what? What's the problem? There is a very famous Vilna Gaon in Shnos Eliyahu, which is a collection of his like Perushim al Torah, where the Vilna Gaon says the two parshios are two different dinim. So, and there are other achronim say that. So, Mechav and Aryeh to that. But there is such a discussion. But that still doesn't. We're still dancing around it. What is the it? So, the way I would like to put it, this is the way I've always liked to think about the machlokes. And again, unless you know, we'd spend like a week on it and do exhaustive Sukkah, Sanhedrin, and Rosh Hashanah research. I can't say that I'm for sure right. But let me throw out the following idea to you: is Baal Tosef adding, and of course the assumption is that here addition, you know, it's addition, you know, it's distortion, the addition is, you know, too much of a good thing. Is the addition, is the problem that you're adding and thereby distorting the mitzvah? Or is that you're adding and thereby distorting the Torah? And you put, let's take an unimpeachable example, fifth bias in the tefillin. Right? That's a classic example in the Gemara of Baal Tosef. So what is the essential isser? You did distort tefillin, but is that the isser? You distorted tefillin? Or is that by distorting tefillin, you've actually distorted the global, the bigger macro, the Torah itself? Another way, a shorthand yeshivish way of putting it would be, is it an isser prati, or is it an isser klali? Is that an isser in my tefillin, so to speak? Or is that a meta isser? It doesn't matter whether it's lulav, shofar, tzitzis, or tefillin, it's the same isser, I distorted the Torah. Some of the discussion about I didn't want to focus on it, but some of you may have in your own learning about the Zrikos Adam and the Baal Tosef and the Karbanos. So there's a discussion that a lot of people have about is it a Kudshim halacha or not? In other words, is that a violation of Kudshim or no? It's the same Isser as when I was distorting my tefillin. It's more of a meta. I distorted Torah, much focused on the local or specific thing. So before I suggest maybe. Possibly how that could relate to some of the things we already saw, let me just throw out two or three issues which I didn't put on the sheet, which are just good yedios for you to have, which I think do relate to this question, or at least might. There's a discussion about Malkos. Actually, this does relate to our Gemara. Hayashin v'shmini yilke. So how literally do you take that? Or is that Daraisa Malkos or Darabana Malkos? So if you take a look at the Sefer HaChinuch on the mitzvah of Baal Tosef, the Sefer HaChinuch is explicit. If you would violate Baal Tosef, you would get Malkos. Okay, and based on our Gemara, that's not controversial at all. You know, you added an extra this, you added an extra that. There's a Maisa, so why shouldn't you get Malkos? However, the Minchas Chinuch, there on that Chinuch, the Minchas Chinuch points out that if you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, the Rambam in Perek Yutes of Hilchos Sanhedrin, the Rambam has a list of mitzvos that have malchus, and the Rambam omits maltosif. And the Minchas Chinuch and others assume that the Rambam would disagree. The question is, what would be the difference, right? What's the svara? Why should maltosif not get malchus? Forget the Gemara for a minute. What about the Gemara? How could the Rambam hold there's no malchus? Didn't the Gemara say it? So the Rambam would say that's malchus mardus. That's malchus derabanan. But on a d'araisa level, at least the Minchas Chinuch seems to assume that there's a Yesodi, Machlokas, the Sefer HaChinuch and the Rambam, do you get Malkus or not? What would be the reason, one way or the other? You have an answer or a question?
Question.
So let's try to get an answer first. What do you think the answer is? Why should there be Malkus or not?
I think it's about distorting the Torah, then there shouldn't necessarily be Malkus because it's like a lack of maise.
Okay, so that's a question, but probably it would still, I think that would still be considered, because lemaise, the way you violated is with your maise. But there is another rule, maybe not as well known to you, called a lav shebechlolos. Have you heard of that? A lav shebechlolos. That means you have one lav that has many different permutations. So the Rambam holds that a lav shebechlolos does not get malchus. That's just one of his rules. Why? I don't remember, honestly. It's because if it's a svara, I forget, honestly. But that's one of the rules. A lav shebechlolos doesn't get malchus. So in light of that, this may be relevant. That is to say, if you hold that it's an iser prati, that each time you do is baltosef and sittis is one halacha, baltosef and tefillin is a different halacha, then each one, they're not some klali thing, each one is its own thing. So why shouldn't you get malchus? But if you hold that baltosef is not about destroying the mitzvah per se, it's about destroying the entire Torah. You pull out one thread of the Torah, the whole thing, you've changed the whole thing. So that might be a classic example of lav shebechlolos. That each one of the different phenomena, each one of the different examples that you could come up with for Baal Tosif, but in the end, it's the one big thing called Baal Tosif, you distorted the Torah, which is bichlal, includes all the XYZ examples of how you could do it. That might be the explanation for the machlokas. Yes?
You say another nakamina between this is whether or not Baal Tosif was its own avera or part of Baal Tosif. I mean, if you say, like, the Rambam, that's all about distorting the Torah, then Baltosif is the same problem.
Correct, yes. The Shlemus, the Torah Hashem Tamima, as our Rosenberg like to say, that perfection of the Torah, which, you know, even adding is detracting, Kavachomer detracting is detracting. Yes, I think that is possible. Again, what the exact parameters are about Tigra is tricky, we're not talking about it, but if you would violate it, clearly, I think it's more problematic, or at least it's easily problematic in this regard, yes. Anyway, that's one issue. A second issue is a very interesting machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. Let's say Chazal did the following. I'll put it this way. If I ask the average person, are you allowed to have milk with your steak? The answer, they'll say no. Are you allowed to have butter melted onto your chicken? They'll say no. What does the average person think? That's the same halacha. That's the same halacha, right? So you get a little older, a little wiser, and you realize, no, really only meat milk is daraisa, the chachamim made or darabanan of chicken. Comes along the Rambam. He says, they have the koach to do that. Lo sasur or whatever, the chachamim have the koach. We have to listen. But what if the chachamim dafka misled the people? Not an amaratzas mistake, which is what it is. Let's say the chachamim, they hid the rabbit. And they said, by the way, we're not enacting a gzeira against Of V'chalav, but rather by the Yud Gimel Midos HaNedreshes, we've discovered the fact that Midaraisa was always included. They projected, they projected Daraisa.
And it wouldn't be included, because it wouldn't be gzeira,
so
they can do it in the first place.
So if Chachamim project a Darabonin as if it's a Daraisa, says the Rambam, and Hilchos Mamrim, that would be a violation of Baal Tosef. Who violated? The Sanhedrin violated. The Ravid says, I don't know what you're talking about. That's not a good thing. It's not a nice thing. It's not honest. But that's not Baal Tosef. Says the Ravid, you know what Baal Tosef is? You add a fifth box to the tefillin, something like that. You added a fifth min, lulav tzarach eged. You added a fourth bracha to the Birkas Kohanim. That's Baal Tosef. That has nothing to do with Baal Tosef. So here it's like Kimat almost explicit. I mean, the Ravid at least is virtually explicit. It says, what is Baal Tosef? Baal Tosef is distorting specific mitzvos. And he's not interested in seeing the picture. Adrava, the bigger picture is distracting. It's not relevant. Whereas according to the Rambam, so what's the pshat? So I think the pshat must be because there the Chachamim are uniquely gifted with the ability to expand the Torah, but only if they make it clear what they're doing. If they misrepresent what they're doing, that is also a distortion of the Torah. And that is a violation of a form of Baal Tosef. Now, if the two things that we said until in the last 2 minutes are correct, then we'll have to say, not because it's cliche, but because we'll have to say, that according to the Rambam, there's two dinim. Because on the Malkus question, I said the Rambam holds there's no Malkus because it's a lav shebecholos, meaning each time is a different one. No one said, that actually works better. What am I saying? Yeah. Oh, I thought I had a problem. I'm better than that. Okay. Okay, good. Number three. Shkoyach. Okay. Number three. And then we'll finish up with going back to our Gemara. But number three is a classical thing, which I did put on the Makoro sheet, which is classic Rosh Hashanah sugya, which is the extra tekiyos on Rosh Hashanah. You're only supposed to do 9, maybe 30 tekiyos, and somehow we end up with 100. So leave aside the last 40, which are a separate discussion. But how do we get from 30 to 60? So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin, tells us, Kedei La'arvei V'Sasatan. Right? This is not a discussion of what that means now, but that's what the Gemara says, right? We do it twice, Tekiyos Demiyushav, Tekiyos Demu'umad, to trick the Satan. Comes along Tosfos, says, how could you do such a thing? You'll tell me that we're not sure what Trua is. Suffolk it's this, Suffolk it's that, so we end up with 30. Fine, Beseder, that's Suffolk Daraisa L'chumra, I have no choice. But where do you go from 30 to 60? Lavravius HaSatan? What is that? That's not a halachic concept. You're just adding something? Says Tosef, isn't that Baal Tosef? Isn't that Baal Tosef? Why should that be Baal Tosef? What's wrong with that? How could that be allowed? So what was Tosef's answer?
Making more of the same mitzvah rather than changing.
So Tosef says repetition of a mitzvah is not the same thing as addition to a mitzvah. Repetition of is not the same thing as addition to. That's a very sharp answer, I would say. The question is it does it make sense? That's one question. But the second question is, why not give the Rashba's answer? What's the Rashba's answer? Rashba's answer is it's not even a question. Tosus has a question, has to give an answer. Rashba says it's not even a question. Why did Rashba say it's not even a question? It's a takanas chachamim. He says by definition. Now, if they distort and lie and pretend as a daraisa, maybe he agrees with the Rambam. But chachamim saying we make a takana by the power vested in us as rabbis, we have a new takana derabanan, says the Rashba, that's losasuru. There's Pesukim in the Torah that tells me I have to listen to the Chachamim. That can't be a Balta. I can't mean it's a Daraisa to listen to the Chachamim. That's what it's all about. Rabbinic Judaism. So, first of all, is a question, which is not for now. Does the Rashba feel like he has a better answer, but in a Hanami he would also agree with the Tosfos that repetition is not Baal Tosef? Or does he disagree with Tosfos to know that repetition is a Baal Tosef? That's a discussion in the Achronim, trying to understand the Shitas Rashba. I ain't sure if you're interested. But more interesting to me is why did the Tosfos not give the Rashba's answer? In other words, to take a step out of that machlokes and tekiyos, just ask a more general question: is being a mitzvah derabanan make you completely impervious? Is that the ultimate defense? Right, truth is a defense to libel. So is derabanan a defense to Baal Tosef? Is that by definition okay? And again, the Rambam says if the Rabbanim lie and trick, that's their problem. But leave that aside. Assuming the Rabbanim were clearly transparent, should that be by definition a defense against Baal Tosef? Yes.
I mean, the Rashba doesn't really work because it's the Ophi of Tekiah, like the way it works, is established by the Rabbanim in the first place.
What do you mean?
It's like the Torah doesn't tell you, oh, do Chua Shrine.
But there's a difference. No, there's a difference between, this is an important clarification, for Lotosra and other things. The Rama, it's actually part of a machlokes, but it's definitely a difference whether you hold they have the same din or not. They're two different kochos. One is the Chachamim interpreting the Torah. The other is them adding on to the Torah. So interpreting what are the tekiyos, that everyone, there's a famous machlokes Rambam and Ramban about Lo Tosur. But the one thing they both agree on, Lo Tosur means is the Chacham have the koach to interpret the Torah.
Then you have your answer then, because Min HaTorah, like...
No, but that only gets you to 30.
The interpretation of the Torah, though, says...
So that's 30.
So if you, like, you're, when you, you can say that easily that Bat Tosif is changing the rabbinic interpretation of the Torah.
I think Lo Tosser would for sure tell me that when they're not sure if Trua means what we call Trua, or if it means what we call Shvarim, or if it means what you and I call Shvarim Trua, so that's the Chazal's interpretation. To get to 30, no one's asking. Tosser's asking, but when they add the third, enough to get to 60, Larvim is a sudden, they're being Mosif, not interpreting, they're being Mosif.
So his Chiddush could be that, nevertheless, since it's still Ba'ofen. And
so that's what Tosfos might say.
Maybe
say the Rashba thinks that that's obviously not a problem. So I'm saying whatever Tosfos would answer, whether you think Tosfos agrees or not to that. So I'm asking just logically now. Misvara, should Mirabanans by definition be the ultimate defense against Bal Tosif? The Rashba says yes. Maybe Tosfos disagrees. Well, let's call it a maybe. Maybe Tosfos disagrees. So I think that question might also hinge on our issue, right? Because if you hold that you can't distort a mitzvah. So I would say, to me, Chacham can't distort a mitzvah any more than you and I can. But if you're talking about distorting the quote-unquote Torah, the system, and the system itself gave them the koach to make takanos, and they're being transparent that they're making a takana, and they're not trying to trick anybody, to me that would seem to be, would make sense. I would put the Rashba in the camp of the Rambam. That if you hold that it's distorting the Torah, so then the Rabbanans would be by definition okay. Let's just wrap up 1 minute with this. Let's go back to our Gemara, which is we started off with questions about Suffolk. So do you think Suffolk should matter to this? I'm not sure. What do you think? So I would say as follows. The only thing I would say for sure is, if you're doing something with Suffolk, I don't think that would be an Isser if it's an Isser Klali. Because if the Isser is you can't distort the Torah, so to me, I think your intent would have a big deal. You know, if you're not intending to distort the Torah, you're intending just to play it safe, I don't know what to do, it's hard for me to believe that that would be Bal Tosif. What if you hold this or Prati? You might say the same thing. You might say the same thing. I'm not sure. I feel a little bit more strongly, instinctively. I don't have a proof to this. I think that's one possibility. The other thing I wanted to say was, what about the Mitzaret, the idea of only with Nesias Kapayim, or you need some kind of a Tziruf? So there also, I would say, in the opposite direction, Ari, what do you think of this? I would say, if you hold that it's an Isser Prati, then you need a Tziruf. That I would say for sure. Because you haven't distorted the mitzvah unless you can be connected to the mitzvah. And that was our discussion of the 9th day, the 10th day, whatever. There needs to be some Tziruf. Whereas if you hold that it's distorting the Torah, you may agree with that. You may. Or you may say not. And that relates to what last thing to mention, before I forget, just because it's a good idea to have, even though it's very difficult to understand, is the Ramban. The Ramban is in Veschanan. The Ramban there says Beferish, Bada, you know, Me'atzmo, Bada Chag Me'libo, is Bal Tosif. That's the Ramban Shita. And by silence, I would assume the Rambam disagrees. And explicitly, other Rishonim, like the Ran and others, disagree. And they say, what are you talking about? That's just Shtuyot.
By silence, they disagree?
I'm saying anyone who doesn't say it, that's a Chiddush. So if the Rambam doesn't include that as part of Bal Tosif, I assume he disagrees. I'm assuming. You could disagree with me, but I'm assuming. But explicitly, people like the Ran disagree. So there, I think that's assuming the Rambam Shita of it's distorting the Torah, so then you can ask, is adding something, which, you know, can we just ignore it and say you're a fool? Or does that complete, out of nowhere, adding distort the Torah? And you could certainly be mechalik then between a private person, because the Rambam says that if the Chachamim try to add something and claim it's the Torah, that the Rambam does say is Bal Tosif. Why would you make a distinction between that and the Ramban's person? You know, there was once an article, Rabbi J.J. Shachter likes to quote this article, I never saw it inside, but I feel like I have, because I've heard it from him so many times, about a certain psychological condition. There was a woman who made up her own religion, and her name was Sheila, and she made up her own religion, and she called it Sheilaism. So Rabbi Shachter likes to add as a joke, could you imagine if her name was Judy? Ba-dum-bum-ching. Okay? Sheilaism. Right? So the point is, if somebody just makes up their own halacha, that's the Ramban. Bada Me'libo, he just makes up his own holiday. So is that Bal Tosif or not? So I think it makes perfect sense why the Rambam would not accept that. Even though the Rambam is all about, if you hold, it's about distorting a particular mitzvah in Malad Daber, there's nothing to talk about. You need a mitzvah to distort. This person made it, Sheila made it up on her own. But if you hold about distorting the Torah, you might go as far as the Ramban. You might. But I could easily see you drawing the line, right? Because if you and I do something, that's nothing. But if the Chachamim do it, so by paradoxically, right? But Dafka, given the koach invested in them, what they symbolize, what they represent, by them making up something as if it's from the Torah, that's a distortion. If you and I imagining something from the Torah, that's just see a doctor, not a rabbi. Right? That's a different kind of a problem. Huh? Right. Something like that. Anyway, all right, those are my thoughts. Again, so I think, again, keep it in mind for the rest of your learning now or in the future. I think that's a good hakira for Baal Tosef. It seems to me the way I would want to organize the sugya, but it could be there's more out there. Shkoyach.